A few years ago, I got the idea that I wanted to sell women's clothing and lingerie, but I had no idea where to get started. I was so overwhelmed, but then I found Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. One of the biggest obstacles for a first-time shop owner like me is having no e-commerce experience, but Shopify simplified everything so much that the site became the least of my worries. What I love about Shopify is that they give you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. From the graphic design aspect to making customer service super easy on my end, there's nothing you can't do. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/forthegirls. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn empowers you to live life to the fullest by providing up to $100 a day of your pay within minutes of earning it. No mandatory fees and no credit check. Access up to $750 per pay period. It's easy and free to get started. Add your bank and employment info and they'll verify your paycheck. I just booked a few trips for this year, so I know I'd use the money I got from EarnIn on my travel expenses. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in For the Girls under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. For the Girls under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about romanticizing your relationship, romanticizing those nights in. It doesn't only have to be a big night out where you're getting dressed and, you know, going somewhere and spending a ton of money in order to have a date night. You can have date nights in. And I feel like that's become kind of my responsibility in our relationship and roles. Like, it's a very rare occasion that I take my man out. I think it's pretty safe to say that there's only a few times that I actually handled like the date night out, and it was on his birthday. Of course, obviously. And when we had our 1 year from our first date, that was also my plan. Otherwise, I've really never, that's just not my area. He's the really big planner, which we love. He's the one who takes care of those things, even financially, again, which we love. But when it comes to date nights in, that's like my time to shine. That's on me. And of course, I take care of it financially. I pay for all the things that, you know, I supply, or the groceries, whatever that might be. And I feel like that's something that gets really overlooked when it comes to dating and relationships. I feel a lot of relationships lack a special date night in. I feel like a lot of relationships lack an activity for a date night in. Now, don't get me wrong. We also love a very simple night with just throwing the TV on. You know, I'll just make a regular dinner. We'll watch a movie or, you know, watch a show, and that's perfectly fine too. Or we'll even sometimes just order in. That's mostly for the weekends. I feel like, you know, after I've cooked all week, I'm like, all right, I'm cooked out. We'll order some sushi or whatever, and we'll just sit and chill. Sometimes you just really want a low energy, simple night that requires really nothing much from either of you. But then on the other end, I personally feel like I don't want to do too much of that, especially on a weekend, because that's kind of like what you just did all week. So now when it comes to the weekend, most of the time you want to have a little bit more fun. And that doesn't always mean by having fun that you have to go out and spend 2 hours, you know, every time doing your hair, doing your makeup, spending hundreds of dollars, you know, going to dinner. Like, sometimes you want to do something, but not go all out. You know what I mean? So I feel like this is where this conversation comes into play. And it's really just spicing up that date night in, really romanticizing your weekends at home. And I want girls to listen to this, even if they're single. I don't care whether or not you have a boyfriend. I think this is a good episode and just some good insight for girls to hear to even prepare, you know? I think preparation for a relationship is really important, because I feel like for me, there were definitely times when I was starting, you know, this process of getting into this relationship and whatnot, and feeling almost like, what the hell do I do with a boyfriend? Do I walk it? Do I have to wipe its paws when it gets inside the house? Oh wait, no, that's a dog. Sorry. I'm just like, I don't know. What do you do with a boyfriend? Like, I want to make sure that I do my role, you know, accordingly. I want to make sure that I'm living up to his standards as well. You know, like, I have high standards as a woman for what I want in a man, but my boyfriend also had high standards for what he wants in a woman. And I want to make sure that I fulfill his needs, you know, that I meet his standards and whatnot. So that required a lot of, like, conversation, you know, a lot of just even the most simple conversations of, or questions of, what are the top three things that you're really looking for in a partner, in a woman, like, really asking as many questions as possible, I would say, helps you a lot in those early stages to know what this person's going to expect from a partner or expect from you. And that right there actually just reminded me, this is something that we did on a date night in one night as well. This wasn't even part of the list of things that I had written down, but now as I'm talking about it, I'm like, wait, that needs to be added to the list, because that is something that we did in the early stages when he came over my apartment. I had those card games from We're Not Really Strangers. I have like 3 decks of those cards. I think it's like the dating pack or the relationship pack, whatever it's called. I had the honest expansion pack, a few of them. And then I think like the original card, like, I don't know. There was a few of those. And we asked each other those questions one night. I'll never forget, like, there were a few questions that I'm like, oh my God, you need to reflect on this. Like, that is so you, blah, blah, blah. And I made him take those cards home and reflect on it. But I think that's a really good date night in, not only for new couples, but even couples that have been together for quite a while, because there are definitely some really deep questions on there. Even something like, what's something that I'm lacking, or what's something that you need more of from me? And these are questions that maybe in the first few stages, you don't really, like, the first few weeks or months, you can't really answer because you're just getting to know each other. But you never know, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years down the line, someone could feel like they need something more from their partner, and you really wouldn't know unless you outright ask. And by the way, I'm going to link everything I talk about in this episode on my Amazon storefront. I just made a new, like, list, a new little category there called Date Night In. I will link that into the show notes, and I'll probably also link it to my TikTok bio so that you girls can have easy access to it. But everything I mention, from these dating card packs to everything else that comes up, I'm gonna try to have all of it linked here for you girls. But I want to go back to what I mentioned about preparing. And this is something that I learned a few years ago. I want to say maybe 2020 it was. I think I was still living in Tampa at the time. It might have even been 2019, honestly. Could be longer ago than I am recalling. However, it just goes to show how big this was that I still remember it and recall it. I was doing a call with Janet Namaste. If you girls don't know who she is, she's an intuitive coach. Why is my voice going out right now? Hold on. So sorry. She's an intuitive coach. She's a healer. I have worked with her for so many years, since 2018. I've had her on For the Girls 3 times now. So if you want to get a gist of who Janet is, you can literally just go to For the Girls and search Janet Namaste in it. And I think literally 3 episodes will probably come up. And anyway, when we were on a call, we happened to be talking about relationships and feeling that lack, you know, that lack of a partner, because I was single at the time. I might have, like, just been seeing a few people, but nothing, like, too serious. No one that I felt like was my person. And that lack was really hitting me. And one thing she said to me was, how do you have like your house set up? Like your refrigerator, your nightstands, your closets. And I was showing her, like, I had a damn near empty fridge, if I'm being honest with you. I didn't have two nightstands. I didn't have nightstands at all, actually. I had like a table on one side of my bed with just like a lamp on it. And then on the other side of my bed was a little like trunk almost. Yeah, trunks that had my hoodies and sweatshirts in it. And in my closets, of course, they were like fully packed out. No room for anything else. And she was like, this right here is a really big energetic problem that you're not seeing. Your house is not prepared for a partner. You need to have your house ready as if somebody were to come here today. Somebody were to start moving in, you know, and living with you. You're feeling the lack because there's no room for a partner because you're not making space for a partner. And you could feel a lot more abundant if you make the space, meaning your refrigerator should be full of food. You should have a fridge that could feed two people. Even if that might sound unrealistic, like financially, it's just an energetic thing of like, you're not looking in the fridge and seeing it so empty and so just like making you feel almost lonely. Like, oh God, there's just nothing in this fridge. Have enough food that if, you know, a man came over today, you could easily host him, you know, you could serve him and say, oh, can I get you anything? What do you want? And whatever he asked for, you would have right there. You know, it's not like a guy would come in and you'd be like, actually, I have no produce. I have no food in the fridge, but I just have a frozen chicken nugget like in the freezer. You know, like you want to be able to feed the two of you. In the sense, like imagine that you're hosting him for dinner. And I feel like from then I always had a full fridge. And even if I was always single, it still felt so much better because I felt more confident when I even had friends come over. Because there's a difference of having a friend over and you have nothing to offer them versus a friend coming over and being like, are you hungry? Do you want anything? Are you thirsty? I have all different options of drinks. I feel like at that time, I didn't even have an iced tea. It would just be like my one refillable bottle in the fridge at all times that I just kept putting water back into. And that's kind of depressing, you know? It just makes you see physically and visually how lonely you really are. But then when you start to have friends come over and you actually have things that you can feed them or, you know, serve them to drink or whatnot, you just feel more confident doing so. You feel like a better host. The nightstand thing really threw me for a loop. And I'll be honest, like, it kind of gives me the chills even reflecting on and thinking about because I didn't have the two nightstands for a while just because I wasn't in the, you know, I wasn't on the search for new furniture at that point. So for quite a while, I still had that like table and trunk situation on the sides of my beds with no nightstand at all. And then when I moved to Hoboken, I felt like Hoboken was going to be my place. I felt like I'm going to be closer to home now. It's going to feel more wholesome, more homey, more comfortable. I felt like in Florida, like my Tampa and Miami apartments, those were like my bachelorette pads, you know, like not that I didn't want a partner because I did, but I almost just knew my partner wasn't going to be there. So that was like my really single girl apartments, very girly, like a man would not have wanted to live in those places. And even though my style, I should say, is very feminine, I also feel like once I moved to Hoboken, it did become a little bit more gender neutral. There weren't like I had legit like girl boss things around my apartment. You know what I mean? I had like pink pillows. I had those like tacky little like picture frame things that said like hustle hard or like something like that. I don't know. It was just like that was my place where I was really building up my businesses. But then when I moved to Hoboken, yes, I do have a more feminine eye. But I added a lot more like darker colors in my furniture, like black. I mean, I still love white everything. Like that's definitely my favorite like look. I do love a clean look. But I feel like prior, my apartments almost had like hospital vibes because they were like so white. So I started to incorporate more masculine and dark colors so that the energy kind of shifted and it felt a lot more homey. Spring is coming, the sun is setting later and later each day, and I just did a massive spring cleaning to reset, starting in the kitchen with my Caraway cookware. I just got all my pots and pans reorganized, and I'm getting all my new recipes together to ease out of those winter dinners. There's no better feeling than a fresh start. With so many collections to explore, there's sure to be a Caraway for every kind of cook. I now have a white and a black ceramic set. There's even stainless steel, squareware, and bakeware too. And all sets come with complimentary, easy access storage solutions to keep the kitchen tidy. I had some empty space in the corner of my kitchen counter, so I just stacked one of my Caraway sets with the organizers, and the aesthetic is just chef's kiss. No pun intended. And not only do they fit perfectly in my kitchen, but they're non-toxic, so they fit my healthy lifestyle habits too. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls or use code forthegirls at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. This episode is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic it needs no introduction. Jen's just a girl, just like us, and faces the same struggles we all do, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With Lola V, that dilemma is history. My favorite in-shower product is the Intensive Repair Treatment because I'm so overdue for a trim and it's been so good for reducing breakage on my dead ends. The products are naturally derived, plant-based, and without silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, they're cruelty-free and vegan too. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's 15% off of your order at lolave.com with promo code FORTHEGIRLS. Please note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you. And with that being said, when I moved to Hoboken, I bought nightstands and I bought black nightstands, like gender neutral, two nightstands, like on either side of the bed with drawers. And so, of course, I filled up the drawers on my side. And then on the other side, I kind of just had some jewelry in there, my sunglasses, like little accessories I just had in there on the opposite side of the bed for me. And they were not full. But visually, it made it look more like two people live here, or at least that two people could live here, because each person on, you know, each side of the bed has their own space for their belongings. And that energy shift, I feel like, really brings you that, you know, so much more abundance. Now you see the abundance, you feel the abundance, and then that translates through your energy and the way you carry yourself. And then I met my boyfriend, and now that nightstand on his side of the bed is filled with his stuff. He has like a bunch of clothes in there. He does not live with me, so he doesn't have like all of his belongings, of course, but moral of the story is I only had a few things in that nightstand, some accessories. That was a really easy, you know, shift, a really easy maneuver. And he sleeps here a lot and, you know, he has clothes here now. So that's all on his side of the bed in his nightstand. And when I first, you know, offered that little space to him, it made me think about what Jenna had told me years ago. I'm like, oh my God. This is the whole nightstand thing. This whole theory is so true. I will say the closet thing hasn't exactly worked out yet. We have not gotten there. We do not live together, like I said. So it is what it is with the closets. I barely have room for my own stuff. And let me tell you, girl, something. I think my boyfriend is worse than me. I could tell you for a fact that my boyfriend has triple, if not quadruple, the amount of shoes that I have. I have one closet of shoes and it's like all my shoes. It's like boots, flip-flops, sneakers, like everything. He has like a closet per type of shoe, like his spring shoes, summer shoes, fall shoes, winter shoes. Like he has so many shoes, he has so many clothes. So we both don't have the space for each other's clothes. So we will have to cross that bedroom and get to it when we live together. When that day comes, we will worry about the closets. But until then, I'm keeping my closets to myself, but we really improved on the whole refrigerator thing and the nightstand thing. And it just, it really makes such a difference when it comes to your energy, especially the refrigerator thing too, because now I'm always cooking for him. I'm always making dinner. So whenever he comes over, there's always something for him. For example, soda. Like, I don't drink soda. I don't drink Coke. He does, but I always have a case of Coke cans, you know, in the fridge. A case of Coke. I feel like that didn't really sound good, but I mean Coca-Cola. I always have Coke cans in the fridge for him because I know he's going to want to have a Coke, so I'm going to have it there for him. So you get where I'm going with this. It just really calls in that energy of your partner when you are prepared, even if you're single. Now for me, cooking for him has been like my ultimate love language. I feel like making all different sorts of dinners, having him try new things, different things, or making what I know specifically like are his absolute favorites. I have fun doing all of it. I always like to make a little twist on things, try to do things a little bit differently. Of course, sometimes I gotta keep things just stay the same. If it's not broke, don't fix it, because he likes what he likes. But I just have a lot of fun making different meals for him. But with that said, I also have a lot of fun making some things together too. For example, Valentine's Day, we made homemade fresh pasta. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. I don't know if you girls saw my TikToks or my reel, but I did share videos and clips from that. And that was just a really fun experience because it gives us like an activity. It gives us something to do together, yet it's bonding over food, which we're both really big foodies and we love basically nothing more. So it's just the perfect like combination of making a dinner out of it while also interacting and doing something together. We made it with the KitchenAid. Of course, you can use a regular standard just pasta maker where you're like cranking it out, you know, like the OG style, but we already had the KitchenAid, so we used that and added the pasta attachments to it, and it's so simple. The KitchenAid makes it like really, really good. Of course, I'm gonna have all of this linked as well to that Amazon shop, Amazon storefront, whatever. Just make sure that if you get it, that you get the pasta attachments, because that is a separate thing. I'm even linking the flour I got because there's specific 00 flour to make pasta. It's not the same. It's just like all-purpose flour. And I don't know if you girls saw the TikToks with what I was doing on Valentine's Day, but I basically set up my whole apartment. And let me just say something. There's so many reasons why I love to have a very masculine partner. I love the type of man that he is. I love that he's a manly man. I love that he is the planner and that he gets shit done and takes care of things. But something that I think a lot of girls need to understand if they have not experienced what it's like to really be with a masculine man is how much more of a feminine woman you get to become. You get to really, really, really embrace and embody your feminine energy. You get to be that like ultimate lover girl, that like really girly girl. Like, you just, he really allows you the space to just be, you know. It's almost like it brings out your inner child in a sense. It's like the younger version of you where you were just like doing your arts and crafts and just enjoying yourself and not having a care in the world. That's really how I felt on Valentine's Day. I bought, again, all this stuff is going to be linked because I got everything on Amazon. I bought like an air thing to make balloons, like to blow up balloons. It's like an air machine. Of course, my dumbass did not realize that you needed helium in order to get the balloons to go up in the air. So the balloons were not up in the air, but they were kind of scattered, you know, all around the apartment. But I was blowing up the balloons. I did all pink balloons and, you know, cute little ones. I had them around the house. I blew up I love you balloons and I taped them to the wall, which now my wall is missing pieces of paint because as I was taking them down from the wall, I was pulling paint off the wall. So I do not advise that you do that. However, it just like was so cute and I had like hearts, like tassel thingies kind of like dangling from my curtain rods, had a few of those out. I put rose petals all over the kitchen table. I also actually, instead of having my typical standard tablecloth, I bought like brown paper roll, which is actually the type of paper that I've used for wrapping Christmas gifts in the past. And I just kind of like rolled out this paper so that, because you're gonna make such a mess when it comes to doing the pasta. So that really helped as far as like cleaning up. So I had that all out, and then I put the rose petals all over it. And then I had like cute Valentine's Day plates on the table, like a heart-shaped plate. Like we ate our pasta out of heart-shaped plates, and then other like pink cute plates. So I just had everything like all set up, and I felt like that little girl just like decorating her room. Like, you know, I don't know. I used to be that kind of girl. I used to always like decorate my room for holidays and have things hanging from the ceilings and taping things to the wall. My dad used to want to kill me because I would always pull the tape off the wall even then too. So clearly some things never change. But he was just so surprised. And I think that was my favorite part of it, because it doesn't always have to be him only like surprising me and him only making the effort for me. Like, I spent 2 days preparing for this. You know, I spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy getting prepared for this. And trust me when I tell you, I felt very feminine doing it. It does not make you masculine. It does not mean you're acting like the guy. Like, he goes above and beyond for me. He does literally everything for me. But this was my time to really shine as like that feminine, creative lover girl. And I think that people have to realize too, like, your partner is your mirror. So you're going to get what you give. You know, you have to be the partner that you want to receive. So if you want a really lover boy who's like making surprises for you and feels really safe in his masculinity to go above and beyond for you, then you want to make sure that you're really being his mirror. You're really being that version of a feminine woman so that you both feel really safe going all in on each other. I know how it feels to want to do something for someone, but feeling embarrassed, feeling like it wouldn't be reciprocated, feeling like, I don't know if this is mutual. I don't know if we're on the same page. Is this too much? Like, trust me, if anybody knows how it feels to be too much, it's me. I've been called too much and told that I'm too much more times than I could even count or recall. But my point is that like with him, I never feel like that was too, I would never feel like that was too much. I did not feel like that was too much. I'm sitting there blowing up balloons, putting I love you all over. Like I did so much that day that if it weren't with him, somebody who's so secure in his masculinity, somebody who's so secure in how much he does for me, then yeah, maybe I would feel like, oh my God, is this too over the top? But no, I just feel like there's the limit does not exist. There's no level of like corniness or whatever that would have like scared him away or been too much. Like, he appreciated it so much and he loved it so much that it made me so happy, like to see his face, to see him surprised. Nothing beats when your man takes out his phone and takes a video or a picture of everything you did for him. Like, that's when you're like, okay, I did my part. I did my due diligence, because he is so not like a phone man. His first thought is never to like take a picture or a video. So the fact that he like walked in, looked at everything, and then was taking pictures, I'm like, whew, okay, I did it right. Oh wait, not to mention the freaking cake. Did you girls see the cake that I made? I'll link the cake stuff too. I bought like a cake set for beginners. I made just like simple Betty Crocker cakes, because they're just that's the easiest part, okay? Making the Betty Crocker cakes, they're just very easy to follow. And I made one stacked like heart-shaped cake, but I made a chocolate cake and a vanilla cake, because I like vanilla, he likes chocolate. So I made those cakes. I filled it with that like really white marshmallow tasting kind of icing, covered it with that. I put a little bit of pink, like literally a dot of pink food dye, food coloring, whatever, in the icing so that I can make the cake pink. And then I covered it all with like pearls and sprinkles. It was, you gotta look at the TikToks. I posted a few of them. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. My social battery has been drained lately after catching up on work, meeting my deadline, spring cleaning, prepping everything I have to cook for the upcoming holidays, and trying to find time to spend with my friends and family on top of it all. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up, so it's so important to be aware of how you recharge. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. BetterHelp can help you learn and set boundaries and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime if need be at no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forthegirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthegirls. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was always stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had totally forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money gives me full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a few taps. The dashboard even shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users that have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. That's rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. I also made homemade cocktails, and I bought a kit from Amazon of just like, you know, the shaker, the stirrer, like all the things that you need to make a cocktail. And he loves a dirty martini. I love an espresso martini. So I made that for myself. And for him, he likes Ketel One Vodka. So if you're going to make this, you know, for your man, this is what I recommend: to make Ketel One Vodka and then dry vermouth. And then I use the olive brine from Emma's Olives. So Emma's Olives, it's an olive company where they legit sell the olive brine in itself. Like, you don't have to just use like the olive juice from the jar of olives. You could legit just buy the olive brine. And he actually really liked it. And then I used that same brand, their Castelvetrano, the green olives as well, because with that Amazon set that I'm talking about has that little like metal toothpick thing where you could like sip the olives on. So it was just like the perfect little dirty martini. And I think that set is perfect for another date night in, where you could even just have like a cocktail making night. You might want to buy two of those so you can make two cocktails at the same time, you know, so you can make one, he can make one, especially if you guys like different things. Like for me, I had to keep cleaning it out because I would go from making the espresso martini to the dirty martini, and they are two completely different taste, two different flavors. So I did have to keep cleaning it in between making each one. So I would probably recommend getting two if you're gonna have a cocktail making night, and you guys can just have so much fun making different drinks that you both enjoy. When we went away for my birthday that weekend, we actually took a cocktail making class. It was called a mixology class. So I know we did an espresso and a dirty martini. Then I think we did like a mango martini, a passion fruit. Oh, we did a really spicy martini too. That was good. A jalapeno one. I think we also did a spicy jalapeno margarita as well. And, oh, and what do you call that bubbly drink with ginger beer? Moscow Mule. Yeah, Moscow Mule. We made like 6 different drinks, so we were definitely a little tipsy that day. But it was really fun, and it also inspired, you know, making homemade cocktails too. So that would be a really fun night as well, even aside from food. This could be a night where you literally just have like meat and cheese, or you could just like order sushi or something and just make your own drinks. And speaking of homemade and sushi, I also just bought a homemade sushi kit so we could have a sushi night as well. We did not get to do it yet, but I have made sushi at home once with my mom, and we did it all by hand. And I remember saying at that time, like, I really want to get a good kit. So I think that'll be fun to do with him. I did just buy that whole kit on Amazon, as well as another thing that I bought. I was influenced. I saw somebody doing this on TikTok. They bought a hot stone, yet again, from Amazon. This episode is not sponsored by Amazon, by the way. I'm just like truly telling you girls where I bought all these things. And yes, I paid with my money for everything. Nothing was sent to me. Nothing was gifted. I even gave commission to people because I bought things from their links. This hot stone, for example, I saw this girl, I don't know if she was doing it with her kids or whatever, but it was just like a fun dinner at home. And so I bought this hot stone, which we went out one night to dinner to a Portuguese restaurant. It's called Valenca, and it's in, I think, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And he got a steak and I got lobster, and we cooked it on our own hot stone. That's how they serve it in the restaurant. Like, you could get all sides and whatever, but then when you order your main thing, they give it to you on a hot stone. So I bought 2 hot stones so that we can have, you know, a night in doing the same thing, whether we make lobster or shrimp or steak or whatever, we will cook them ourselves. And I think those things, like the hot stone or the sushi making kit, really can make any couple bond. I think no matter what your favorite type of food is, you can still enjoy the process. I mean, even with sushi, say that your man does not like raw fish, like he doesn't eat salmon or tuna, whatever, you can make cooked fish, or he could even put chicken or beef. Like, it could be anything that you would like to make with rice. It could be vegetables. It does not have to be raw fish. And then same with the hot stone. Like, if you're not a steak eater, you can put chicken. If you're not a chicken eater, you could put fish. If you're not a fish eater, you could put, you know, like, you could just quite literally cook anything. And to me, this is how you really check off that quality time love language. Yes, again, of course, there's nothing wrong with those lazy nights where you just want to sit on the couch and watch TV, but, you know, there's no communication, there's no conversation, there's no depth, you're not having fun together and making memories together, you're just kind of sitting there, which is perfectly fine when you both don't have the energy, but you don't want to get too used to doing that and relying on the TV for entertainment all the time. So quality time, I think for both of us, is a really important love language. We both want to make sure that we spend good quality time together. And I think these things are the perfect way to do that. Another thing that I thought of doing, however, I did not look into this yet. I didn't buy anything yet. I don't know how to exactly go about it yet, but is to make homemade ice cream, to make sundaes, like Sunday as in S-U-N-D-A-E, not D-A-Y, but to make sundaes and, you know, to have like the sprinkles and the, you know, that hot fudge, like the chocolate that gets hard, like that shell, to add some like cookie dough bites, to add a little cherry on top, like whatever, banana split, all the different things. I definitely want to learn how to make homemade ice cream. I am sure that it's quite easy, but that's definitely one thing on my to-do list to look into, and I figure I will share and give you girls the idea. Maybe somebody else will get to it before me. Something else that we did around Christmas time, which you can do anytime, doesn't have to be Christmas time, but we painted ceramic mugs, like we, you know, hot cocoa, where we both like to drink tea. So I got them from Michael's actually, but they are also on Amazon. I got us Santa mugs. But there's also like the reindeer mugs and the elf mugs. There was all different kinds. And then there's all other ones even aside from Christmas. I mean, you could even just get a plain, you know, white mug. It doesn't have to even have, you know, any sort of design on it. It doesn't have to be for any sort of holiday. Or you could even get different paint to do on a wine glass. And you could do like a wine glass paint day. I did that with my girlfriends once. I had everybody over, had all the paint out, I cooked dinner, and then we painted some wine glasses. So I thought that was like a really cute, fun thing too. Another date night in that we've had that to me is like so much fun, we always throw it back, we kick it old school, is game night. So we've played a bunch of different games. Uno is his favorite. So we have played Uno probably 5 billion times. I love the game Yahtzee. I don't know if you guys know what Yahtzee is. I know some of you will, but it's not as popular as Uno. But Yahtzee, that's like my family. We grew up playing Yahtzee, so we had a lot of fun doing that. But something that we started to do like together, like his family never played and my family never played, is Mexican train dominoes. So a friend of mine was having a game night once. So I went there and that's what they were playing. And I had so much fun playing with them. So of course, what did I do? I went home, I ordered Mexican train dominoes, and now him and I play that. We've played that a bunch of times and it's so much fun. He is definitely the competitive one out of the two of us. I quite literally could not care less whether I win or lose. He'll win the game and I'm like, oh my God, that was good. Like, good move. You got me there or whatever. And then I'll win and he will just like not accept that whatsoever. Like, that's just, no, not gonna happen. So he is quite the sore loser. He might say I'm a sore loser, but I am not. What I am is a rule follower. So I make sure that everyone follows the rules of the game, okay? So if you think that you're going to win based on something that you are doing that is outside of the rules, I'm going to stop that and I'm going to call that out, okay? That's not what's gonna happen here, but I will definitely accept a fair loss. So game night can bring up some tensions, can bring up some silly little fights, but it is worth it because it's a lot of fun. And the last one that I will mention that I am in the works of getting all together is a spa night in. We haven't done it yet, but I'm really looking forward to doing it. This to me is a lot of fun because it's a different vibe. It's quiet. It's more intimate. There's going to be little massages and facials involved. This is definitely one that you won't want to do on your period. You'll want to be feeling good. You'll want to be feeling right. And not only is this ticking off the quality time box, but this one's also going to really tick off the physical touch box. So if your man loves physical touch, which I'm going to bet your bottom dollar he does, because just about every single guy, if you ask them what their love language is, they're probably all going to say physical touch is number one or at least number two at the least, but definitely not three, four, or five. It's going to be right up there. And this will make them feel good. They will like to see you initiating something like this, because even if it's like innocent, it's not necessarily meant to be like a sexy thing. It still kind of is because of the physical touch of it all. And sometimes men want you to initiate that. They don't always want to be the one that has to initiate, you know, that kind of moment. So this is something that can be really nice to bring that out. Of course, you got to make sure you have a robe that fits him. I have like 5 million robes, but they are not his size. So you got to get a nice men's large robe, something really cozy. You got to get him some slippers. I do have slippers for him in the house. We love that. I also have skincare that he likes, so that'll be good for when I do his little facial. Of course, you need to make sure you get your hot stones. So you get a few of those. You get a nice massage kit. Maybe even some like massage tools, whether it be like the wood therapy or just like those pressure point tools, like something that could really get in there, or a back scratcher. I tend to give really good back scratches because I have long natural nails, so they're nice and like sharp and pointy. But you could get those little back scratchers or the head scratcher. You know that thing that's like a head scratch massager thing that it almost looks like a whisk in a sense, but it's open at the top and you just like put it on your head and like scratch down on the head. Like that can make basically anybody fall into a trance. And of course, you're going to want to get a heated blanket. And if you want to really kick it up a notch, if you want to really invest, I have the heated like blanket sauna. It's not heated blanket. I think it's called a sauna blanket. I have it from Higher Dose. I'm going to link the Higher Dose sauna blanket to my Amazon, but I'll also link a cheaper one that I personally don't have. So don't come for me if it's not good, but I'm just giving a cheaper alternative because I know that not everyone's going to want to spend $700 on a sauna blanket. But that's only if you want to really kick it up a notch. You could do just a typical heated throw blanket and that in itself could be enough. But the thing with the sauna blanket is that it's the infrared sauna, so it helps with like weight loss and blood like circulation and all. It has a lot of health benefits. So that's the advantage of that one. I have used it a few times. He has not used it himself yet, but I'm definitely going to incorporate that into our spa night. So it is worth looking into for sure. And I would love to keep this episode short and sweet and end it here. There are a lot of Dear Victoria submissions that I will save because a lot of you girls are just dealing with some shiesty men. There's a lot of shadiness, a lot of breakups, a lot of negativity happening, and I feel like this episode was a really positive one. This one was all about good vibes, and I don't want to intoxicate it with these toxic men and their bad vibes. So let's just leave this one here and we will get to those another day. I don't really feel like doing the tough love today. I'm on a high. I'm feeling good. I want you girls to romanticize your relationships. I want you to have some fun date nights in. Embrace your feminine energy. Spoil your man and just have a lot of fun. So we'll leave it at that for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.